Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Happy Thursday morning, Rickies. We have the Junkies coming to you on 106.7 The Fan. The Team 980 AM Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by our good friends at Crop Metcalf. Go to cropmetcalf.com. If you want to be a heating and cooling expert for our friends at Crop Metcalf, get the details there. Got a four-man junk show this morning. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Joined by John Paul Flame.
See, your beard's coming back.
It is. It grows pretty aggressively. Jason Bishop is here, too.
Hey, what's up?
As is Eric Bickle.
Good morning, Ricky. How are you?
Yep, I'm doing good.
Have a nice day today.
Very good.
Be nice and warm.
Yep.
I think we might be over the hump. I think we're officially going to be over the hump.
I think I heard Saturday, like mid-80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's here.
It's going to be...
Spring is here, baby.
Better get your... SPF ready for the weekend, for Friday heading into the weekend.
I might actually want to see a movie this weekend. I know that Kevin started to talk about Sinners on Friday, but he couldn't give his official movie review. It's the Ryan Coogler film with Michael B. Jordan. They've done a bunch of collabs.
Yep.
I'm seeing it's 99% on Rotten Tomato.
That's pretty spicy. Mm. Sounds pretty good.
A near perfect fresh rating.
Very good. Excellent.
And what's it about, Sinners?
It's a good question.
I think it's a horror flick. I don't know a lot about it, but I believe it's either like suspense and or horror.
Does
is what I'm gonna
go
Jordan
with. Play an alien?
Plays twin brothers
is who
return to their hometown are faced with a greater evil.
I think it's vampires, not aliens.
Oh,
I think it's vampire, at least vampire adjacent.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% on that.
No, you're probably right.
Don't know for sure.
I knew it was something strange about them.
So, did you stay up and watch play-in games?
I did.
Yeah,
I watched the Dallas Mavericks last night. Interested in watching them, and they just pummeled the Sacramento Kings.
And then the Kings fired. The
I thought
GM
the Kings.
Right after.
I thought the Kings were going to win. I think Jason asked me about this yesterday. I was like, I don't know about the Mavs. I mean, this is why I don't bet. I looked at the Kings, and they've got Sabonis. They've got two ex-Bulls in LaVine and DeRozan who can score. And I just thought they would take it. And they were at home.
They were at home.
And they got pumallied.
They're just always one of those.
The two roadies both won. Because Miami won at Chicago.
I know that Sacramento had a little bit of a run, obviously, with Chris Webber way back in the day. But they're just one of those teams that always seems to just be a way station franchise. It's just kind of it's in the NBA, but you look at them like I don't really take you seriously. Even though, look, I root for the Wizards, so like people
right.
can just
it's rich
flip that,
coming from a Wizards fan.
People can flip that right back on me and say,
"Yeah,
well, your team hasn't been good for 40 plus years." And I would have to eat that.
Yeah. So you would counter the Gilbert years. We had the Gilbert years.
That is true. I would counter with Hibachi.
And then maybe a second with John and Bradley.
There was promise with those two guys, and it just ultimately fizzled.
Yeah. But look, I think the NBA playoffs are going to be awesome. I'm actually a fan of the play-in. I think it helps the regular season. I think it does draw up some interest. Now, the teams at the bottom, they're probably going to get obliterated once they get into the regular portion of the playoffs. Like the Mavericks, if they should win their next game, they're going to end up facing Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City is going to be a huge favorite.
Yes.
But when you look at the NBA playoffs, there's some really good matchups in the first round to look forward to. The Nuggets Clippers is going to be awesome. Kawhi Leonard has been playing great. He's healthy. Ivan Zubac is really good now at center. Will he be able to slow down Jokic? They've got a new coach in Denver, so that's a good series. You've got Luka going up against Ant-Man again. Of course, now he's with the Lakers, so that should be an interesting series. And then the Warriors are favored against the Rockets when you look at all the odds.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the Warriors are a 7 seed. The Rockets are a 2 seed. So you wonder what's going to go down in that series. The lines makers, the odds makers, they're all favoring the experience of Golden State.
Yeah.
But the Rockets are an up-and-coming team. They earned the 2 seed all season. So that's just in the West. And I think in the East, there's some good matchups too. The Knicks-Pistons series should be good. The Pacers-Bucks should be good. So I can't wait for the actual NBA playoffs. But the play-ins aren't bad.
So speaking of matchups,
quadruple header on Saturday for game ones, starting at 1 o'clock, Bucks Pacers. Then you've got 3:30, 6, 9:30. Lakers playing at 9:30 against T Wolves Saturday night. So, I know what you'll be doing.
So all day NBA on Saturday. So we know the Caps matchup. It's official. The Caps will take on in their first round playoff series. They will face off against the Montreal Canadiens.
Mm.
So who do you hate on the Canadiens? You said you were going to find somebody to hate.
I don't know. I need to find who their
pests. Well, usually there is some little pesky guy.
Who their agitator is.
A grinder.
Yeah.
Who scores annoying goals at critical moments.
Yeah, who their fourth line winger is that just gets under the skin of the Caps' more talented players. So I'll find that guy. I'll
make sure they don't have a hot goalie.
I don't think that's going to be the case. I mean, this is a Canadiens team that
Sam Montembeau. Seems to be their top goalie.
I mean, they got outscored by 20 points during the regular season. They have a minus 20 goal differential, while
Don't
the Caps
sleep on
have
them,
a
cakes.
Plus 59.
Don't sleep on
I'm
them.
I'm just bringing up stats. I'm not sleeping on them. I never sleep on playoff opponents because the NHL playoffs, as we all know, they can be weird. They can be wacky.
Yep.
I mean, wasn't it in 2010 when the Caps were, I believe, the President's Trophy winners, and they faced Montreal, and they got eliminated?
Correct.
They said, bye-bye.
One versus eight.
They said, look, here's our hot goalie. His name is Yaroslav Halak, and he's going to turn away everything that you guys are throwing his way.
They have former Nationals catcher Kurt Suzuki's brother, Nick Suzuki.
Apparently, that
one of their
kid's
best
good.
Players.
I think he's the leading scorer, right?
Their leading scorer is Cole Caulfield.
Oh, okay.
Suzuki was their second leading scorer.
After about 24 games, the Canadiens were next to last in hockey in terms of their record. And they ended up having a 40-31-11 record. So they got hot at the right time.
So what's going to be Carbs' approach to this game now? That it literally is meaningless.
Tonight's game?
You mean tonight?
Yeah.
I don't even know how many of the guys
are going to approach that.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's a good question.
Limited minutes for Ovi. Probably treat it like a morning skate. Get him a little action.
I don't know. It's literally, it could mean less.
What a wild
game.
Card, right? Like, what do you do?
I mean,
doesn't mean anything for Pittsburgh. Was it three straight years they missed the playoffs?
Maybe
good.
Maybe if they cleared Thompson, it'd be perfect to give him at least a period or something. But
yeah, I don't know if he's going to play or not.
All we've heard so far is that he's been cleared to skate.
Ah, but there was some good news coming out of Caps camp. Did you guys see that Nick Dowd agreed to a 2-year, $6 million extension?
I did see that.
So that's great
now,
news for him.
Now, I was thinking, was that a pay cut for him or no?
No, that's a bump.
He was only making about a mil.
I think he was only making that?
I think he's making currently like 1.3 or 1.4. He basically doubled his salary.
Okay, good. Yeah, so, for some reason, I thought he was making like 4. Maybe I was thinking of somebody else.
No, he's not making that sort of scratch. But
did you see the announcement in the locker room?
I did.
No.
Coach Carbs was starting to hype it up. He's kind of sitting at this, I don't know if you'd describe it a desk, but let's just call it a desk. And he has his laptop and there's a screen. And he starts saying, time to talk about this young man. And then Ovi chimed in. He's like, me? And he's like, no, not you. And then I think they did the all rise because he goes by Judy.
Yeah. Mm.
And everybody stood up. And
he crushed what looked to be a Coors Light. just slammed it.
I couldn't tell if it was a beer or an energy drink. I assumed it was a beer.
I'm going to assume that was a beer, but yeah. I don't know. I can't with 100% clarity tell you beer or not.
And he's been with them for a long time.
7 years.
I'm surprised he was.
He came right after they won the cup.
Yeah, I'm surprised he was still only making that little.
I mean, he's just been a fourth line grinder most if not all of his career.
He's been kind of like a role player.
But he's carved out a really good career.
Right.
I mean, he had a career high in goals this season. So the team was like, look, we're going to reward you.
No, for sure.
What they've been doing.
I think it's great. I just am stunned that he was making that little, having been in the league for like 10, 11 years now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, end of the guy roster. The NHL players don't make the dumb money that NBA players make.
They do not.
Yeah. Yeah, but well, still, good for him, though. Years, $6 million, we'd all take it.
You take $3 million a year.
I know, but for example, A.J. Johnson, real skinny kid that the Wizards signed at the end, he's making basically $3 million a year.
Of course.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
He has his fingernail in the league.
You can't compare NBA money to NHL money. I mean, it's just a different stratosphere.
It just reinforces it. But yeah, that's awesome for Nick.
Yeah.
Is he on the show today?
Doubter?
Yep.
I thought last week it was.
Scheduled at 8:25, so we'll be able to talk to him about his new deal with the Washington Capitals.
I love him, but we should emphasize scheduled to join us at 8:25.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Scheduled. That's a very good point.
I mean, he's in a hotel room in Pittsburgh. He might just sleep right through.
And the boys were out at the Nats Pirates game last night, where, by the way, there was a dust up. There it's definitely a dust up because Lopez threw at McCutchen, tempers flared.
And now the pitch. Inside to the backstop on the flies. Somehow McCutchen gets down and out of the way on a wild, wild pitch. Mm. And the Pirates have runners on second and third. Or they're coming out to check on McCutchen to see if he was hit by the pitch.
Well,
was he?
Derek Shelton wants Lopez ejected from the game. He's thinking this might be retaliation for DeJong getting hit in the face last night. That's what Shelton is thinking.
And this would not be the spot to do it, though, in a one-run game, two-run game.
The umpires are huddling. That's what the Pirates want. And now Lopez is talking to McCutchen, and this is going to get interesting.
It's going to empty the dugouts. Here they come with Ruiz pushing Lopez away back to the mound. The umpires getting in front of the Pirates, trying to say stop, and the Nationals, they all meet between home plate and the pitcher's mound. Now the pitchers come streaking out of the bullpens. Everybody from the bullpens is coming.
Well, with the Caps here, they said, that's not how you do this. Clearly, McCutchen is steamed. Now,
Tommy Pham's the one who's hot. And O'Neill Cruz was holding him back.
And then, I believe Cruz ended up hitting a grand slam.
Yeah, so the Nats fall 6-1. In Pittsburgh with the Caps in attendance.
And Lopez had hit Brian Reynolds. It had to have been a retaliatory situation.
Right. Yep.
Because he hit Brian Reynolds, and then he threw high up and in to McCutchen. It had to have been. I mean, Lopez, he ain't that good anyway. I mean, he's been in the league for 11, 12 years, pitched for pretty much every team in the league. But that had to have been the situation.
Coming up later on the show, Rick Snyder will join us. We'll talk Commanders with him. Nick Dowd, who just inked that new deal with the Capitals, scheduled to join us at 8:25. When we come back, we'll get into the biggest news of the day. The Commanders and D.C. close to a new stadium deal. We'll dive into that next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Commanders Stadium news broke late yesterday. The possibility of the Commanders moving back to Washington, D.C. is becoming more real. No deal is finalized yet. But the two sides are close to a deal worth more than $3 billion to build a stadium at the RFK Stadium site. That's according to NBC for Washington. Mm-hmm. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the Commanders have preliminary plans in place that involve the team paying for the majority of the costs for the stadium build. The current plans have the money given by the city going towards building up the rest of the 180-acre development.
I think it's awesome news. It's what the fans want. It's open line Thursday. Mm-hmm. You can chime in at 800-636-1067. We also put it up as our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. You can vote at Junks Radio. Are you pumped for the news? I think almost everybody is. They wanted the team to get back to the RFK site. And I know EB during the break was concerned that it's a small site. I think it's impossible to know what it's going to look like. I think if you had said 20 years ago, we're going to build a baseball stadium where they've built the baseball stadium, you couldn't imagine all the build out.
Well, I know
in the years after.
Look, I'm happy that everyone's happy, and it doesn't mean anything because I'll go to a few games before I die. But it's too small.
You'll go to maybe two or three.
I'll go to a few, but it's too small. You can't even tailgate. And to me, that's a huge part of the experience, especially going to football games. So, you know, when that issue was raised, I mean, we've all always known it's too small. It's been that way forever. Part of the attraction is having all the infrastructure around it and all the restaurants and everything. I just don't see how that area can accommodate all that stuff. So,
well, yeah.
I mean, it's great that we're playing at the old site, and I'm going to root for them just as hard as ever. But to me...
I think that's what JP's saying. You just don't... You can't envision what it's going to look like. But when it's all... If it happens... It's going to look good.
It'll look great.
Oh, it's going to look
but
amazing.
But you're not going to be able to tailgate, which yeah, I think is a big deal.
They'll be true. Maybe they'll have just a small section for that. Who knows? But they'll have a lot of bars and restaurants. Well,
they'll have some. Yep. I don't think there's a ton of room for that surrounding infrastructure that we're used to.
We don't know exactly what it's going to be. But again, what did this place look like 20 years ago? and then 15 years ago, this and 10 place? Years ago, and even no, but, 5 oh, years ago. It's completely changed no, because the stadium.
They don't have the space. I mean, I don't think they have the zoning. I mean, you know, it just I just don't see how
over
it's going
to
work.
Over time, I think that'll happen. And, hopefully. Look, I mentioned this before.
We'll all be dead.
I went to the Intuit Dome?
Yeah,
Intuit Arena, dome. Whatever Intuit it dome. Is, in L.A. for UFC. And in front of the arena is amazing.
Yeah.
The inside, there's facial recognition and all this modern stuff. But on the outside, there's kind of a fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might say, well, there's no tailgating, but there were food trucks. I think there'll be something that'll be appealing to some people. Now, the old school tailgaters that want to park their RV and be there for 6 hours, they're kind of screwed. But you're still going to be able to get beer. You're still going to be able to get food. It's probably just going to be more expensive.
I think it'll definitely be expensive. The bigger takeaway to me is that
$2.5 billion.
Josh Harris, yeah. company, putting are ponying up, the, money. Up yeah. the majority of the money, it looks like, from the reports
yeah.
for the stadium. And most owners don't do that. Mm-mm. They're looking for as much public money as possible as they can get, and that doesn't seem to be the case here.
So now, they're saying they're responsible for it, and I'll give them credit, but I believe they're going to get a big portion of it from the NFL. Because
okay.
doesn't the NFL allocate money to new stadiums?
I think they do, but still, like that's a major commitment by Josh Harris and the owners.
They're still going to have to come out of pocket a decent amount.
Yeah,
sure.
Look, well, I think Josh Harris, look, Dan Snyder was a local guy who was the owner of the team,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't have this commitment level that Josh Harris has. I think Josh Harris, he's the kid that somehow became a billionaire who remembers going to NFC Championship games at RFK. And his partners are also local yeah. guys, and they wanted to bring the team
Dan
back
Snyder,
to RFK.
If Dan Snyder was still the owner of the team, would not be reading this news.
Right, he wouldn't put the money up.
There's no way he'd come out of pocket for that amount of money.
800-636-1067. I don't see how you could possibly see it as bad news that they would come to RFK unless you were super passionate about them being in Landover, Maryland.
Right. And who's super passionate about keeping them at the FedEx
Probably
field
not
site.
Many people, but a lot of people did look forward to going there, like Eric said, and just parking it, getting the cornhole out, getting the grill out. You know, bringing
I mean, that's
their,
part of the deal.
Yeah, and just partying for 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
I still have to think there's
going
to be,
there's
gonna be yeah. some space for that.
Like, I think so, too.
I have a hard time believing that there'll be no tailgating allowed.
No, like, I think you're right.
I feel like at least some of the parking spots that are going to be on site will have some sort of tailgating element. I find it hard to believe that they're just going to say, no tailgating, we're doing away with one of the biggest traditions at basically every NFL city.
Are there people out there who hate it? Now, traffic-wise, you've got some Metro access, mm-hmm. but you drive past that site all the time. The parkway around there is horrible.
Well, that's where
part
the
of the $850 million
is going to go. Where DC is going to pony up and hopefully improve that infrastructure.
They better start working on it now because they've been working on the GW Parkway for about 2 years, and I don't know when that's ending.
Bring the wrecking ball over and yes. knock over RFK. And I understand that's a long process. You got to get all the permits and the regulations, but that thing's been a freaking eyesore for years.
I mean, I drove right by it the other day, literally next, like 10 feet from it, and that thing is just a dilapidated dump. It's unbelievable
it was built in the 60s.
Yeah.
It's like, it's way outlived its
usefulness. So you sound like you're pumped.
I think that it's always advantageous when stadiums are downtown.
I would agree.
I like it in theory. I just think this site doesn't work great. But if they can make it work, great. I'm happy for everybody. I'm not going to be somebody that's going to 8 games a year there. I'd like to watch it in my house.
It's great that Harris and company are paying out of their pocket, but that also means they're going to pass along a lot of that financial burden
to the fans
and the season ticket holders. I'm sure they're going to be PSLs attached.
You're going to pay for it.
Yeah, you're going to wind up subsidizing the new stadium
now,
at some point.
We're going to have Rick Snyder on at 7 o'clock, and he's of the mindset that until they actually start digging,
right,
he's not going to believe it. And there are still plenty of political hurdles which could stop the process because, look, the city is committing supposedly $850 million to it. Meanwhile, they're supposedly doing $410 million in budget cuts.
Hmm.
Right.
So on the one hand, they're having to cut the budget. On the other hand, they're adding $850 million to build a stadium.
Well, that's what they have to do to enable to do it. You're going to have to cut to come up with the money to do that.
Hey, Valdez is your guy, Wes Moore, governor of Maryland, in full-blown panic this morning. Is he just like...
He's probably rage lifting right now as we speak.
You're probably right.
All right, we'll bang out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. Listen, I think the sentimental part of everyone is excited for it to be back at the old site. I just think it's not perfect. But it'll be awesome. All these new stadiums, they just blow you away when you go inside. So that maybe will just carry the day. And I just hope that it's that the access is, you know, it's easy for fans to get to and from. That's always a concern.
86% of the early voters say they are pumped for the Commanders to be back at RFK.
From a PR perspective, the Harris group just can't hit more home runs. I mean, they're they're Babe Ruth.
They're crushing it.
They just come in and hit home runs every time.
Well, yes. They also took over for the most incompetent owner in sports.
They did have the lowest bar.
It's true.
So but it wasn't very hard.
But yeah. their first coaching hire seems to be a home run so far. Their GM group, the home run so far. The quarterback they've drafted, home run so far. I mean, they're like whiffing on almost nothing. I mean, it's quite incredible what they've been able to accomplish. If they could get this into the end zone, as I think the guy that JP Finley talked to yesterday said, it's in the red zone.
They're in the red zone with this one.
And remember, we all were, you know, just kind of convinced that the Caps and Wizards were going to move to, you know, down the street in Virginia, to Arlington or wherever the hell that group area
Alexandria.
Was. Alexandria. And that fell through. So it's never over till it's
this
over.
This is still just a report. This is not a finalized deal by any stretch.
No, but it's growing steam because a lot of people are reporting.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Will in Stafford. What do you think? I think everybody, just from a sentimental standpoint, is pretty pumped about it. Will, what's up?
Hey guys. Good morning. You know, I'm excited, but I'm kind of reserved on it. I'm a season ticket holder. My buddies, you know, we all go, we tailgate. We've talked about for the last year and a half, you know, we're worried about PSLs, you know, I mean, 15, 20, 30 grand up front. They might implement it before 2030 to help get the construction rolling, you know, could cover it, but, you know, that'll sting a little bit. But the tailgate aspect, losing that, you know, I would assure you, same with you guys, none of us would want to take public transportation to an NFL game, especially, you know, living down here in Stafford. But, you know, going to the games as a kid at RFK, you know, was great, but I just don't know. I think I'd rather have Virginia or Maryland. I hate to be a downer, but, you know, that's my view. It would be nice to see Tailgate Ted lose his tailgate. I can't stand that guy. I think his tailgate's overrated.
So mean.
Come on,
why are you so mean?
Why do you hate him?
You're pro-tailgate, but you hate Tailgate Ted?
I mean, all
Ted?
That guy does is, like, raise money for a lot of great organizations with his tailgates. Like,
why?
He's a good dude.
Why?
Nah, guys. The real tailgate's in the red lot. All the guys that don't go to his tailgate, a lot of guys
he's
come
a
to
tailgate
ours, man.
We have a
I didn't know that that's
it's like a turf. It's like a turf war.
I didn't know there was a turf war.
It's the Sharks and the Jets.
That guy on social media is so pompous. He pumps himself up. His food's horrible. His grill's disgusting. Like,
oh,
I mean, the Steak King EB pulled out a great steak, even with that terrible grill.
Thank you. That is true.
Can't stand the guy.
That is true. Guys. Man, thank you, Will.
I didn't know there was anti-tailgate Ted sentiment out there.
I didn't know that there was a rivalry. I didn't
who
there
knew?
There were tailgate rivals.
I was unaware
I thought everybody
of this.
Were all at peace together.
Yeah, isn't tailgating like a big happy family?
I was going to say, isn't everyone coming together because of the team and unifying
not.
Over
you
one common goal?
A lot of jealousy.
That guy wants
ADs.
Yes.
He's jealous of Tailgate Ted's AD deposits.
Oh, I know Tailgate Ted will be calling.
All right, let's go to Kevin.
Oh, he should fire back.
I mean, Tailgate's got to be upset if they're... I mean, I'm sure he'll find a little nook and cranny somewhere to tailgate, but...
I don't think Tailgate Ted is a little more classier.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, well, definitely. Yeah, by the way, if there's no tailgating, that completely disrupts his brand. His brand needs
over.
Yeah,
disrupts his brand. Disrupts his life.
He needs to go back to the drawing board.
He'll be pregame Ted.
Pregame
Ted.
Food truck Ted. That's all. You can also work with that.
Maybe
Ted, you might want to go workshop some things.
Look, I think, like you say, how can they stop tailgate? People are just going to pop their trunk and they're going to tailgate. Yeah. But this. If you just don't have that area, that communal area where thousands of people
like
can
do it
together.
How much surface parking will be available? That's a huge question. Right?
Chick-fil-A platter, Ted.
Chick-fil-A nugs, Ted. Yeah. Oh, those are always a hit. If you show up at any event with a big-ass tray of Chick-fil-A nuggets, you're looked at like a conquering hero. You just are.
They pointed to the Viking Stadium when we talked about this a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. And if you look outside where the Vikings play, which I believe is US Bank Stadium,
yep.
There's an area where they can have 3,000 guests, where they can have concerts and people are out there. So it's not tailgating in the sense of you have an
RV.
But
that's not even that much. Yes. Like 3,000 out of 60,000.
Okay, but there's tons of people milling around, having food,
but that
with different stands.
95% of people can't participate in that.
Like well, 3,000. They're going to have to get used to it.
They're just going to, you know what?
Well, that's a deal.
That's just the communal space. People yeah. still right. tailgate in the parking garages and things like that.
Yeah. It's just going to be different.
It'll
it's
be different.
Be weird.
It'll be different.
But, you know, I'm excited for the fancy new stadium. Those are always cool. Although it doesn't really matter, impact the play on the field, which is ultimately all that matters.
Well, where it can impact the field is the home field advantage. Can you build up a home field advantage? Now, they were starting to do that towards the end of the year.
I think they can. You win.
Trustway talked about the Falcons game being a turning point, that they came out of the locker room, and that's somebody who's been here through mm-hmm. all the terrible losses, and he said that the crowd really helped them win that game.
Mm. Yeah. You win, they'll come. Kevin Lanham, what's up, buddy? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Are you pumped? Are you a little more cautiously reserved about it, or are you just totally against it? Kevin, what's up?
Good morning, Junks. Thanks for taking my call as usual.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I'm from Lanham, and that stadium is right in my backyard.
Yep.
I'm kind of against it because of all the traditions and all the stuff that we're going to miss, like the tailgates. The other gentleman just talked about the PSLs. I've been following all these new stadiums. They're putting in less seats. And it's like in my youth, I couldn't afford these tickets.
Hold
now
on, Kevin. Like, hold on. You're going to miss the tradition of FedEx Field? Are you?
No, he said the tailgate.
He's just like the tailgate.
Okay. Listen. I'm talking about like just. I'm not talking about the losing or the dilapidated stadium. I'm talking about the camaraderie, the fandom. Even players coming out to the tailgate after games and coming in and cohorsing with us.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm an adult and I can afford these tickets, now you're going to have to pay a king's ransom just to afford it. It's going to be a battle between the haves and the have-nots with these new stadiums. Mm-hmm. They're going to have less seats, and you're going to have to buy license just to buy season tickets. And I was like, I was dreading that. And then on top of it, when you go into FedEx Field, there's four lanes to go in and it's still traffic. Mm-hmm. How many lanes do you think DC is going to make to go to RFK?
Well, they're going to try and alleviate it with public transportation.
Yeah, but I hate
as much as they can. Yeah.
I do hate that.
Yeah, if you don't like public transit, you're not going to enjoy going to the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, look, there's a give and take.
Thank you, buddy.
There's a give and take.
Yep.
Yeah.
You get the nostalgia of the old RFK site. You got to potentially give up some tailgating, and you're going to pay some high prices. That's just the.
I'm afraid
we already pay high prices. Like, it's not going to be new. It's going to be higher prices.
It's going to be more.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I think I've seen people pay as much as $100 for parking now.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm a proponent of the public transportation.
I saw a sign for parking at Nats Park, $100.
Right.
The regular season Nats game.
It's nuts, isn't it?
I thought I can believe it. I can remember it being like 50 if you'd park like right across the street or right there or whatever. Is it up to 100 now?
I mean, the sign that I saw like last week.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think people are going to be, remember, it's not going to have that same charm. It's not going to be RFK. It's not going to be rocking. You know what I mean? The stadium's not going to be like shaking.
Well, that's because they used to have cheap aluminum bleachers.
Yeah, I know, but that's what part of the charm of it was. I can remember still. I mean, Xfinity Center, whatever they call it these days, is cool. It's nothing like Cole. Cole Fieldhouse destroyed it. And it's not the same. It's more sterile. It's just
bigger.
It's bigger. Just, yeah. It doesn't have the same vibe.
No, but it's bigger and newer.
But it's newer. Yeah.
But you're going to have the top of the line video screens.
Yeah.
And I'm sure whatever architect is in charge, you know, at one point there was a guy that wanted to build a moat.
I love
that they're going to maximize.
Wow, that was Bruce Allen after drinking a 24-pack of
They're going to maximize the sight lines. They're going to maximize the sound.
It's just not going to be the same.
Sure.
But that's cool. As long as people are happy, if the vast majority of people are happy, that's a home run.
Well, I mean,
it's definitely the sentimental choice.
The people who live in the city, I don't know how happy, if you're living in the city, because you're going to get taxed. Because half the money coming from the city is going to be from taxes.
Right, of course.
And that's going to be paid in installments. So I can't imagine everyone's going to be happy about that. We don't care. Because we're not going to be going to games, and we're not going to be getting taxed. But
I'll go to some games.
DC residents, they're going to get taxed.
Yeah, but we'll angle for free tickets. That's that is the
that's for sure. That's, and parking.
That's the way. That's the way.
We I know you'll two go, games this year.
I know you'll go to some of the games,
right,
JP. But you're not going to go. You know, once you're not going to go each game.
You're not going to be.
You're
a
not
regular.
Go to eight a year.
You're not going
to
be a regular.
You're welcome to weigh in on the reports that the Commanders and DC are close to a $3 billion deal to return the Commanders to the RFK Stadium. Site 800-636-1067. Don't forget, Rick Snyder will join us at 7. He's a little bit of a skeptic, so he'll give an opposing view. That's coming up at 7 a.m. here on The Fan. Open line.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live. 800-636-1067. You're welcome to weigh in on the news of the Commanders and DC being close to a $3 billion deal for a new stadium at the RFK site. It's not a done deal. These are just reports. But apparently, it's gaining momentum at this point. And Josh Harris wants this done for the 2030 season. So that would mean five more seasons at FedEx before you move into the new spot if this deal gets finalized.
I'm a fan of it. Are you a fan of it, Cakes? Because you're generally anti-driving into D.C.
I like it. I feel for the tailgaters if they're minimized or done away with altogether.
I think they're definitely going to be minimized.
At some point, there's going to be progress. If you want a brand new stadium, there have to be concessions made.
Yeah.
And if tailgating is something that goes by the wayside or is greatly reduced, people are just going to have to deal with it.
I'd rather drive an extra 20 minutes and still have the tailgating aspect, still have a little more space.
Maybe some tailgaters would be happy to drive an extra 20 minutes or half an hour. Yeah. Some people.
I'm also worried about the egress, you know, about getting in and out.
Yeah.
Big time. I mean,
look, show me a stadium where it's easy to get in and out when there are 60 or 70,000 people attending
a game.
Raven
Stadium's butt easy.
I mean, Valdez, is it easy to get in and out of that stadium?
It's easy to get in, not so hard, or it's not easy really getting out.
Right.
Getting out's probably worse than getting in.
It depends. I went to a Ravens game like 2 years ago, and it took me about an hour to cover the last mile.
Mm.
To get in?
Yes.
Yeah.
To get out.
Where did you go in from?
It's so easy.
From 95.
Is that just a rookie move? Is that a new move, Valdez?
I go in through Hanover Street.
Hanover Street. That's the real Raven fan hack, life hack.
Yeah, okay, but I live in Gaithersburg, so kind of the way you go.
You can't use Waze.
I did use Waze.
Maybe that's where it took him.
I mean, I think if you know the area, I don't know. I've always
you should have taken the ICC to 100, 100 to Route 2 in through Glen Burnie.
Back way. I like it.
I didn't have any problem to the last mile, but look, it's going to happen. But I will say my experience going to a couple of Ravens games were always positive. Do they have a large... See, they don't really have a large parking lot like you have at FedEx Field with the tailgating. The tailgating is spread out.
FedEx is much larger, but what Raven Stadium has going for it is that they have parking in Lot H that's underneath like the overpass of 95 and 295. Mm-hmm. So you can't really develop that parking area to begin with.
Yeah,
and then a lot of businesses open up their lots, and then you got to pay to go in. Because I know people tailgate over by the Staples.
Right.
And then also there's a lot of people that park at the massive horseshoe parking structure.
That's true. That's right. And very close to the stadium.
Yeah. And then you can walk around. And then Jimmy's does a massive tailgate thing so that if you're taking the light rail in or if you're parking in some exterior thing, you still have the tailgate vibe.
Okay.
So where you're standing outside with live music and drinks and everything. Mm-hmm. And then also they have a Ravens Walk, which kind of extends from Camden Yards. Mm-hmm. So also you have the parking from Camden Yards since they're so close to one another.
Right.
That you can just walk from Camden Yards and walk over to the game.
But a lot of that wasn't built out initially. It takes time, right? Just like I've been pointing out. Here, it took time for this area to develop. Buildings popping up, restaurants, bars popping up. That wasn't initially the case. So I think it's hard to say 2030, they're going to build the stadium and hopefully have it ready. But it's hard to say what it's going to be like in 2035 and 2040.
Well, I just think there's a limited footprint. I mean, you're guessing. You know, obviously, it's going to take time
but
for businesses to
develop. But you might have said the same
develop.
Thing about this area.
No, actually, this area took quite a while, a lot longer than people thought.
But you might have said limited footprint here.
They knew the area. They knew where it was going to be.
What Raven Stadium had going for it, too, is there was already Oriole Park infrastructure in place with parking and with stuff around it for the stadium, back then PSINet, to be just plopped right in.
Right.
So, like, there was already some sort of foundation already built.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the RFK site.
Do we know? There's still no indication. I guess I can ask Rick when he comes on the next hour. You know, it's top of the hour. We still don't know if it's going to be a dome or open air, right?
Don't know.
Kind of leaning towards dome, which is totally not tradition around here.
A dome stadium that opens up more possibilities for hosting a ton of bigger events.
Let's go to Scott.
Takes weather out of the mix.
Scott into
Scott.
Barry.
What's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on from the Eastern Shore, fellas?
What's up, Scott?
What's up?
What's going on?
I listen to what y'all are saying about the stadium, and you know, I've been a Redskins fan for quite a while. I remember going to the old RFK and the feeling of being right downtown D.C. And I realize it's a smaller plot of land, but, you know, I think about SoFi Stadium where they've got the plaza and all integrated into the stadium. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't you put some kind of parking structure or thing that is designated for people that aren't tailgating to carry a larger amount of vehicles, like adjacent to or involved in?
Sure, they'll do something like that. I'm sure they'll do something.
And then have a separate section that maybe people could pay a fee and tailgate in, mm-hmm. or even a lot somewhere else that they could go and tailgate and have a shuttle that runs back and forth. You know, just that way you get the best of both worlds.
So you're okay with it?
I'm glad they're going downtown, but I listened to the argument y'all had a few weeks ago about, you know, would you give up the tailgating for another site and for RFK and not another site? And I'm like, I'd rather have the tailgating because that's like the quintessential part of a football day.
Right.
But at the same time, I think you can manage it. You know, with today's technology, you can figure out just about anything mm-hmm. and wind up having the best of both worlds.
It looks like that's what they do in Minnesota. You mentioned the conversation we had several weeks ago about this, and Mayor Bowser pointing to what's going on in Minnesota, and I just punched up mm-hmm. the Minnesota Vikings experience, and they definitely have an area, and it might not be right next to the stadium, but they have an area where you can tailgate.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there will
be. Now, it's probably for a limited amount of people.
It's going to be limited, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I think what people are missing is there should be some tailgating at the new spot. But the surface parking is so vast and available at FedEx that you could just basically set up anywhere.
Correct.
Like, that's probably not going to be the case at the new stadium. I would guess they'll have a dedicated tailgate lot or two, but it just won't be what you're used to from FedEx.
Yeah, they're probably going to have to build parking towers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if parking garages are part of the mix going forward for them. I don't know.
It's going to be different.
Let's go to Terrell calling from Baltimore. Terrell, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's going on, man? So listen, I'm from Baltimore, and my mom lives right around the corner from FedEx Field. So I have great experience with everything you all have just talked about. Mm-hmm. And I think the egress and ingress into RFK is going to be a disaster. I mean, come on, let's look at East Capitol Street and 295. Is that $3 billion going to include extra lanes? I mean, 495 was what, 4 and 5 lanes on each side and was backed up trying to get into FedEx. Mm-hmm. So imagine going into RFK. I think that'll be a disaster. I don't think, unless they're adding extra trains as part of this $3 billion and wider cars, that public transportation is going to even come close to helping out. And I love the tailgate aspect. Like, I definitely don't want to miss that piece, but I mean, I think this the other things, the other intangible things about a stadium that will matter more to the conglomerate, the entirety of people coming in matters more. And I think just that experience is going to be terrible. And at the last part, the nostalgia, that's great. But the people who are really all about the nostalgia, honestly, are kind of aging out. And if you're thinking about the fan that's going to be coming down the road, that nostalgia is going to be gone. That whole point of that space is going to be out of here probably by the time 2030 comes. So it really doesn't matter. I would rather them maybe look at reinvigorating the FedEx Field location and building that up and seeing what they can do there to really help with the overall experience. That's all.
Yeah. Well, this owner wants a downtown stadium, much like he wants a downtown arena for the Philadelphia 76ers. That's just the way that he looks at things.
That best location was missed maybe some years ago when the other teams were finding their spaces in D.C. to put a stadium. That might have been the window of opportunity for the Commanders to move back into D.C. I mean, it is what it is. If it's going to RFK, I'm going to attend. I'm going to be there. I'm just know I got to leave out at like 9 a.m. in the morning.
Yes. How do you like the Ravens experience? You're talking about being in Baltimore.
Yes. So, one, that's what I meant to say. My mom lives like right around the corner from FedEx Field, so it was easy to park there and walk or get a park, you know, someone to just drop me off. But the Ravens Stadium, it is a better egress and ingress, but it is not the greatest. Like 295 coming in and out of there, and even if you know those back roads, they all get jumbled up. I've seen where they're blocking traffic to try to let people out for like 15 and 20 minutes, and you're like, I'm just trying to get home. So I think that happens almost anywhere, especially when you're kind of like putting them stadiums in those smaller spaces where, I mean, 295, you can't extend it for so much. 95, they couldn't do anything with. So, I mean, but that was a good location for Baltimore. You know, so they ran into that traffic issue there, and I think a lot of cities run into that. But I think, you know, hey, maybe FedEx Field might have
I'm
been
with you. It's not a panacea because now I'm remembering one of the Ravens games I went to was a night game. I don't know if it was Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football. I was stuck in a parking lot for half an hour.
Right.
A half an hour. And it was, and I had to go to work the next day, and I'm like, oh, it's 11:30. And then finally, like at 11:45, it broke out.
All right. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rick Snyder from Rick Snyder's Washington and Yard Barker. He will give his take on the Commanders possibly moving back to the RFK site. We'll do that next.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.